Weyburn. A Weyburn man was a witness to the explosion and fireball of the CP Rail train that derailed near Macon on Thursday morning, causing the closure of Highway 39. I did see it all as I got there just as fire started, but had to get back in car as a semi came barreling down and had to get over before I had a chance to video that part. There was a huge wump and fireball over 100 feet in height, but only got part of the fireball photo, said Don Durier, who noted he was on his way to Estevan for an appointment. I could see ahead that derailment just happened as small flames started and as I got closer took pictures first. Yes, I was probably too close as the heat was getting hot, especially after the explosion. I had to back up, so I missed the video part of the explosion, the huge fireball and black smoke. Andy Cummings, the manager of media relations for CP Rail, said Thursday night that a freight train derailed near Macon just before 10 a.m. Thursday. There were no injuries. CP immediately mobilized emergency crews to respond to the incident and CP's hazardous materials experts now are on site coordinating with local emergency responders, Cummings said. Two cars carrying liquefied petroleum gas were involved in the derailment, Cummings said. The fire at the scene remains active, he said, and was still burning on Friday. The Transportation Safety Board has deployed investigators to the scene and the cause of the incident remains under investigation. Aaron Tolles, the emergency management officer with the RM of Cymru, said the village of Macon and the RM of Cymru both declared states of emergency. Also, those who reside within 2,200 meters of the train fire were evacuated. Those from the RM were advised that the Harry O. Memorial Arena in Middale was available to them, while those who were evacuated in Macon could go to the William Snyder Memorial Park Recreation Center. They are currently waiting for CP Rail's hazardous materials team to assess the situation. Middale Cymru Fire and Rescue and first responders were at the scene, along with members of the Estevan Fire Rescue Service through a mutual aid call. Estevan Deputy Fire Chief Kyle Luke, speaking at 6:30 p.m. Thursday night, said hazardous materials were still actively burning. Several agencies were at the scene to mitigate the situation. Everyone's as good as we can be for the situation at hand, said Luke. It's not known how long it will be before people are allowed to return to their homes. Luke reiterated requests to avoid the area, and if people do have to use the detours in place, to be mindful of those on the roads because motorists will be rerouted onto grid roads that aren't as wide. Luke said it's anticipated that Highway 39 will be closed for 24 to 36 hours. SaskToday.ca will have more details as they become available.